Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, my name is Devin, and I'm from Howard, Ohio. I have a ghost story that occurred about 3 years ago. My ex-boyfriend and I, he didn't live with me at the time, but I lived in a house that I rented at the time. I had four kids, and the way the house was set up was the back door, when you opened it, it led to the basement, had a half bathroom, my bedroom, and the laundry room. And then to the left of the back door, you could walk through the kitchen, into the dining room, through the living room. That was the first level of the house. It also had a half bath. And then you walked up two short flights of steps that led to two bedrooms upstairs and a full bathroom. So when I first moved in, nothing weird happened. I currently had worked night shift, and I also had a guest house out back, a mini guest house. It was a garage that was turned into like a mini house. Had a bathroom, a little kitchen, sliding glass doors, and kind of like a living room all combined, bedroom, whatever. I used to let my sister live out there in exchange for free babysitting. So I worked 5 p.m. to 5 a.m. I had the option of getting off at 3:30 in the morning. So I got off early one morning. I came home. I went down to the basement, laid in bed. My kids were out back with my sister. And I heard something come through the back door and walk in through the kitchen, through the living room. I'm thinking my boyfriend came home early to surprise me. I'm laying in bed. I waited for a while, about 10 minutes. It's about 4 o'clock in the morning, and I hear nothing. So I get up out of bed, and I walk upstairs in the dark. I'm usually terrified of the dark, but at this point I'm thinking somebody's home. There's no reason to be scared, obviously. Walk through the house and through the living room. Don't hear or see anything. I walk to the front door and look out and realize that my car is the only car there. I'm a little freaked out at this point, but I'm like, okay, I'm hearing things, whatever. I walked back downstairs, and as soon as I turned the corner to go back to bed, something ran across my living room floor. It's a wood floor, and it was so loud, I thought somebody was coming to murder me. So I ran over behind my bed. I started crying. I called my mom. I was crying to her. Four things in my house. I don't know what it is. Called my boyfriend, actually, he was still at work, and he didn't believe me, so he stayed with me on the phone, left his work, he went to his apartment, grabbed a gun, came to my house, and kind of just inspected it, and he thought I was just kind of full of crap. I've never been sensitive to anything. I don't believe in ghosts. I don't believe in an afterlife. I'm kind of just, you know, we're here, and that's what it is, and so I chalked it up to nothing. Well, after that, like, the kids would never sleep all the way upstairs. They were kind of afraid of it, so they would always kind of fall asleep on the couch, and we just kind of allowed it. At night, we would be downstairs in my bed. I would be either asleep, and he was on the computer. We were watching a movie or whatever, and you could hear something get up and walk across the floor. And we're thinking, okay, it's the kids, so we would sneak upstairs to try to catch them sneaking around late at night. Everybody was asleep on the couch. It was weird. We just kept chalking up to maybe it was them, you know, getting up and then running back to the couch when they heard us coming upstairs. Then it started happening when my kids would go to their dad's and they weren't home on the weekends. It would be the footsteps running back and forth across the living room. You could hear it through the dining room. At one point, we had heard chairs scraping across the floor in the dining room. And at this point, you would think I'd be really freaked out, but you know, I had my ex there with me, who at the time kept saying, like, he had things follow him his whole life, and he told me, like, it's not a big deal, it's not going to hurt us. So it was kind of like the norm for about a year that I lived there. One of the last things that happened when I lived there was we were laying in bed, and you heard something come from the top of the steps. It ran through the living room and through the dining room, through the kitchen, and it stopped at the top of my stairs, and it was crying, Mommy. And I'm thinking, oh my God, it's my daughter Addison. It sounds just like her. She's crying my name. And when I jumped up, my ex said, nobody's here. I had realized because we're out back with my sister, nobody was in the house. Even though I should have been scared, I'm thinking she came inside. I run upstairs to find her, pitch black in the house. Nobody's in there. I go out back to the guest house and talk to my sister. My sister confirmed that they were all laying on the floor, you know, in her living room watching TV. I went in there. They were all laying there. They were asleep. It was bizarre. It was freaky. You know, to this day, when we would talk about it to people and people say, are you sure you're just not hearing things? You know, he was there to kind of confirm, like, I don't even, you know, believe in this type of thing. But we heard, you know, like something say, Mommy crying. It was a voice. It was super scary. After that, the noises stopped. We didn't hear anything for the next year that I lived there. At one point, I had contacted my landlord and asked them if they had experienced anything creepy in the house, and they said no. And that was kind of it until I moved out. Right when I moved out, I had a couple kitchen drawers open when I would come home, and it wasn't anything freaky. So to this day, even hear the running, I could hear something crying for me. You know, I chalk it up to just it being anything, because I've been a nurse for a couple years now. I work in hospice care for the last 6 months. I've seen a lot of deaths, a lot of superstitious STNAs and nurses that I've worked with, clinical instructors. I have never experienced anything before or after that was super paranormal. I've seen, you know, a lot of people die. I've watched them take their last breath. I have never experienced anything before. I kind of just feel like that I'm not sensitive to that kind of thing, but I know what I heard back then, and it was scary as hell. So here just recently, I decided to buy a Ouija board in the current house I live in now. It's a condo, and I live next door to an old couple. And, you know, you can't really hear them. The walls are kind of thick. They don't make noises or anything like that. So I bought a Ouija board. And of course, my husband and I we played it a couple times. I played it around my friends. Nothing happened, of course. I don't even believe in that. So nothing happened. But over the last couple of days, it's actually been weird. We just got a dog for the first time about a month ago. And he will get up in the middle of the night and he'll bark in my hallway and he'll growl at it. And, you know, my husband and I will get up and go out in the hallway and look, and there's nothing out there. My kids aren't up. Everybody's asleep. Well, the last couple of days that I've been laying in bed, my husband leaves for work about 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, and it was around 5:10. And the dogs for the last couple of days have been going out to the living room door, and he'll be growling at it, and I'll have to get up and take him back to my room and shut the door, so I don't want him waking up the kids. And I was dreaming. It was a vivid dream. I don't remember who this man was, what he looked like, what his name was or anything. But he, in this really scary voice, says, hey. And at the same time that this voice in my head in my dream said, hey, I wake up to the dog barking in the living room in the dark about 5 o'clock in the morning. And it freaked me out so bad. I'm sweating. My heart's racing. And I go out, I get the dog. I shut my door, make him lay on my bed, and everything's fine. Yesterday morning, my husband leaves for work. The dog's in the bed with me. He's asleep. And I turn this little nightlight, these string of lights I have on above my bed because, you know, I'm terrified of the dark, even though I don't believe in ghosts. But I have the lights on, and I hear something walking around the room. So I get up, and I look around, and nothing. I'm thinking my kids are awake. My daughter's coming in, you know, to lay in bed with me. Nobody's there. I get back down at this point. I'm in that stage where I'm not in a deep sleep, but I'm not fully awake either. I'm kind of just laying there trying to sleep. And I feel something behind me kind of indent. Like I felt something try to lay in bed with me. I'm thinking, okay, it's my daughter this time. I turned over and look, nothing's there. The dog's still sleeping. And I'm thinking, okay, maybe the dog's moving and I just kind of don't know. You know, like whenever I get up and look, maybe he's already had his head back down or something. I don't know. that happened a couple times where I just kind of heard those footsteps in my room or felt something get on the bed with me, and then I would look around and nothing would be there. And that's about it so far. Nothing else creepy has ever happened in this house. My kids, that's another story, but my dad, my husband, and my kids have all claimed they've heard a knocking on my back door that comes in threes. I'm in this house all the time alone. I'm alone now. I'm alone at nighttime, in the morning. I have never heard knocking on that back door. This was before the Ouija board, by the way. I just got this a couple weeks ago. But for the last couple months, they've all claimed that they've heard this knocking on my back door. It's a back porch, and it's closed in. There's no steps, and it's pretty high off the ground. It's out in the country where it sits, so there's nothing that could, like, get up there and get back down. So I don't know what it is necessarily. I know that a couple months ago, it was summertime, my boys were playing, you know, Xbox in the living room. It was probably about 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm laying in bed still asleep. They come hauling into my bedroom, screaming, crying. You know, they're 9 and 8 at the time, saying that something in my front window smacked it, and my son looked over because he was sitting on the couch against the window, and he said that he seen a shadow of a hand pull away, and the other one said he heard the bang. So I get straight up out of bed, and I run to my front door, and I'm looking outside, seeing if, you know, my neighbors are walking their little dog, or if anybody's outside. You know, we have lawn maintenance care. We have lawn care that gets taken care of, and so I'm looking out, seeing if, you know, people are mowing the grass or whatever, but obviously it's so early. Nobody was out. It was still kind of dark outside, actually. So I chalked that up to nothing, and then shortly after the boys claimed they seen and heard that handprint on my front window, now the knocking on the back door has started. Like I said, I have never heard or seen anything here creepy other than thinking that something was walking around my room yesterday morning, but I still chalk it up to the dog. And, you know, clear back when those footsteps happened in my old house, I still, now that I'm away from it, you always think back and you're like, maybe it could have been this. And I know back then there was no explanation because my ex and I both have heard that several times at night, and we kind of just got adjusted to it. But that's my ghost story so far. I really don't have anything freaky happen, and I don't know if it's because I'm not sensitive and everybody else, I'm interested in it regardless. I love the hospice field that I work in. It's very interesting. I love being a nurse and dealing with geriatrics and everything like that. So I hope you enjoyed my ghost story, and I hope you have a good day. Thanks.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.